With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Cost of living and health care dominate Tennessee's special election today. Nashville resident Erin Patterson says she thinks Republican Matt Van Epps will be more supportive of the people who make their living in Music City.
Yes, I voted Republican. I wouldn't necessarily call myself that all the time, but in this election, voting locally, I really wanted somebody who loved what this city is about, that was outspoken in that way.
The special election was organized after Republican Representative Mark Green resigned this summer. Today is a Tuesday after Thanksgiving, which has grown into a global movement to inspire people to donate to charity on what's being called Giving Tuesday. One organization benefiting today is the nonprofit Prison Fellowship Ministry, whose Angel Tree Christmas program is being supported by Salem Radio Network host and CNN political commentator Scott Jennings.
The earlier your donation is made, the sooner the Angel Tree volunteers can line up all the details and bless another child who, through no fault of their own, will not be with mom or dad on Christmas.
Anyone wishing to bless a boy or girl whose parent is in prison on this Giving Tuesday can make a donation in any amount on the website scottjenningsshow.com. If the initial tallies hold true, it was indeed a green Cyber Monday for retailers.
Adobe Analytics reports as of 6:30 Eastern Time Monday evening, Americans had already spent $9.1 billion online. That was up 4.5% from last year's Cyber Monday. And that was with another 5.5 hours to go in the Eastern time zone alone. Online spending was expected to peak between 8 and 10 p.m. local time, wherever that may be.
Ben Thomas reporting, and this is SRN News. Some new insights on marriage from the Barna Group.
The Christian Research Organization has been doing some polling and reports that self-described Christians experience divorce just as frequently as the general U.S. population. However, believers are a lot more likely than non-believers to try again. 58% of Christians who've experienced divorce are remarried. Barna also reports that 42% of self-described believers say they think living together before marriage is a good idea. Michael Harrington reporting.
A long-lost painting by Baroque master Peter Paul Rubens, which was hidden for more than four centuries, sold for $2.7 million at an auction on Sunday in France. Rubens expert Niels Buttner says the old master painted many versions of Christ's crucifixion, but this one is different, showing blood and water flowing out of Christ's side, something he says that Rubens painted only once. This is SRN News. There's a new airport fee of $45 for Americans who cannot produce a real ID.
Real ID has been required since May, but passengers without it have been allowed to clear security with extra screening. According to the Department of Homeland Security, 94% of passengers already have real ID. The $45 fee is meant to get those 6% without it to get it. Real ID is designed to meet enhanced requirements mandated in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks. It shows up on IDs as a white star in a yellow circle. TSA officials say paying the fee does not guarantee verification, and travelers with identities that cannot be verified may be turned away. If approved, the verification covers a 10-day travel period. Ed Donahue, Washington.
It's been a winning session on Wall Street near the close. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 271 points. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.